Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's Post Game Podcast.
All right, away we go as we get you a... Wow, what is today? Thursday?
Today's Thursday, Jerry.
Thursday freaking podcast. That's kind of cool. What's up, Al?
Thursday's a kick-ass day, Jerry.
I love Thursdays.
I have three very random things. When I think of random things during the day, I send myself a note.
Nice.
And then I compile these
for
the podcast. Three weird items.
Okay.
One... Did you realize that you're supposed to eat a banana? When you peel a banana, you don't peel from that big rod up top.
From the bottom?
From the bottom.
Why? What's the difference?
I'm not sure, but animals, like monkeys, if you gave a monkey a banana, an unpeeled banana, it peels it from the bottom.
Right, aren't we smarter than monkeys, though?
We are, but I think, and now I always eat my bananas this way.
Of course you do.
From the bottom. Because at the very bottom of the banana, if you eat it the regular way with the big... handle up at the top that you peel back.
Yes.
When you get to the bottom of the banana, there is like a stick that goes up the butt of the banana.
Okay.
And if you don't slowly remove it, you're going to eat that stick.
Is it bad for you?
It's not bad for you, but sometimes it hits your teeth weird.
I've never noticed that in all my life.
Yeah. But if you peel from the top.
Yeah, I'm going to keep peeling the right
way. I'm sorry. When you peel from the bottom. Uh-huh. That little stick stem comes out with it.
Hmm.
I'm going to continue eating my bananas like the monkeys do.
Yeah, I'm
going
to eat it the way humans do.
And, I'm just saying, I think that's you're eating it improperly.
But there's no benefit.
There's no real benefit.
If I've never noticed the
stem.
I've never noticed that, ever.
You've never bit into the last part of the banana and be like, ooh, it's a
never.
Stem.
No. I don't think so.
If the banana is mushy, the stem is also mushy. But if a banana is regular...
Well, I go to Dearborn. We don't get mushy bananas.
Good
and when
you.
They do get mushy, and that garbage. Or shakes. We make smoothies.
Yeah, people say you can make banana bread. But shakes or smoothies, great idea with a mushy banana.
Smoothies are phenomenal when you throw a mushy banana in.
Yeah.
Really good in flavor.
Hmm.
I don't make banana bread.
Yeah. That seems like a lot of work.
I don't even mind that. I don't eat it.
I would love banana bread.
Why don't you make it?
I don't know how to make banana bread.
YouTube.
YouTube, I could. Yeah, if I say, what do I do with this mushy banana? I would like to make some banana bread.
YouTube is crazy. I actually had, before we move on, because I know you got a bunch of random things.
Yeah, I only have three.
I got two things for you.
Okay, good.
One, I came up with it. Maybe it exists, and I'm sure someone will send me a link on Amazon. I haven't looked.
Yeah.
I think I came up with an invention to make the hose better.
We don't call them that. We call them ladies of the evening.
I thought you were going to say penis. No. Such a jackass. So I have bought, the gun you put on the end of the hose.
Yeah.
I have bought all sorts of different kinds. They all leak. Why not? Why can't someone make a hose that has the gun mounted on it already? Like a seamless mount where there are no leaks and the only connection has to go from the hose to the house.
Mm. So a hose with a built-in handle.
A dry hoe. Yeah. A dry hose, sorry.
And you're wondering, does this invention...
I don't know if it exists, but I think it's a fabulous
That's
idea.
That's a good idea. So you're telling me it always leaks?
Yeah.
You can't get that connection down
and
correctly?
And I don't understand. When I buy them at first, they're fine. And I've bought like four of them. And within months, the goddamn thing is leaking in my hand. It just is so annoying.
And it's leaking at the part where it connects to the hose,
always.
Not from the handle
Correct.
Squeeze part.
Correct. It's not the hand. It's not the gun. It's the connection is just never, it's just never perfect. Why don't we create one?
I would.
I'll call it the perfect hose.
The perfect hose. Yeah. Sharks.
Yes.
You ever?
I think it would do great.
Yeah. You should check to see if that exists already.
You think it does?
Yeah, although I don't know how you would search for it.
All right, here's what I'm going to search for it. I'm going to go to Amazon just because it's got everything. All right, I'm going to do that. Oh, come on.
Do this, Jerry. Hose with built-in handle. You know what? I can't get on Amazon at the radio station anymore. I could get on Amazon, but if I go to search for a product, it says, oops.
That's interesting.
I get the oops page.
See, hose with nozzle comes right up.
Yeah.
You're telling me this exists?
This exists already. You haven't...
Yeah, but you know what, though? No, it doesn't exist.
They're
because
just,
all of them are connected. I want it as one seamless piece.
One hose.
Where the gun is part of the hose.
Yeah. I know what you're looking for. And I think that's doable.
This does exist. I don't know. Maybe it does. I can't find it.
I used to love just the old... Do they still make hose handles that are just made of metal like when we were kids?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
They do.
Absolutely.
I feel like those would probably be better quality than the plastic.
They probably are.
Hose handle.
Yeah, they probably last longer, I would think.
Last longer, yeah.
Which is probably about
Although
right.
you got to be careful if the metal hose handle sits in the sun and go
you
to pick
it
that
up. And you burn
Ooh,
your handle
buddy.
Off. It's so true.
That's what used to happen in the old cars with the seatbelts.
Yes.
The seatbelt buckles used to be metal.
Yeah.
Well, and then,
the seatbelt itself is still metal, but it's usually tucked away behind the seat, so it's okay. But you are right. I remember as a kid that happening a lot.
Yeah. You get in the car, like a great adventure to go back home, and it's been sitting in the sun all day.
When it's 93 degrees out and the sun's baking the car.
Yeah, and you just get third-degree burns.
And you get in the car wondering how the car hasn't melted away.
Yes. I always wonder how the steering wheel or the dashboard doesn't melt.
Because it's been heat-tested.
Yeah. Or even like the Easy Pass plastic container that's the Easy Pass. How does that not melt?
It's a great question. I don't know. I have to make a decision on my car.
Hmm.
I don't know what to do.
Where are we at?
Well, you know, I love the car. You know I do. The car is fun. It's zippy. It's got some, but I just hit 200,000 miles on it. So I bought this car with 51,000 miles. I put 150,000 miles on it in 5 years. About 30,000 a year.
Okay.
And when I bought it, I'm not even joking. I was hoping to get it to 250. Like, why not? I knew I was going to get, my son needed a car at some point, which we just did. My wife just got a different car, so it's like, all right, what do I do?
So you're 50,000 miles away from where you want to be.
From the goal, which would be another year and a half. The problem I'm having is while it drives great, now that we're getting into the winter, when the engine is warm, so like when I go out there now, it'll start right up. No problem at all. But if I go home, turn the car off, run in, grab something, and then go back out to run an errand, and I turn it back on, there's something with the fuel. There's something going on where when you start the car, it turns over, then stops, then starts to turn over again. And if I tap the gas pedal, it starts. It's no problem. But one of these days, it's not going to start. So there's something about it when the engine's warm that the starting. My point is, it's not going to be a cheap repair. How much money do you put into a car that's got 200,000 miles on it? Or do you just get a new? And the problem I'm having with getting a new car is it's going to get beaten up to the amount of dents on my car and scratches from parking in New York City is obscene.
Yeah, it's annoying. You don't want to buy something even a used car that's nicer.
Al, my car still has little specks of concrete on it.
Yeah.
From when they were redoing the sidewalks and the concrete must have blown onto my car. Like,
yeah. What? I have concrete on my current car that I have out there. I have sprays of concrete and sprays of yellow paint from the street paint.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And my wife's got a great point. She's like, you know, you drive off hours. You need a car that's real. I agree with it. I totally agree.
Need a reliable car.
But then I'm like, so I'm going to go spend. So I started looking at new cars, which I haven't bought a new car in forever. I always buy used cars with about 50,000 miles on them. So I started looking at new cars. Well, the cheapest new car that's out there, because I don't want to spend a lot on a car that's going to get destroyed, is, I think it's a Nissan Versa, is $19,000.
Okay.
So then I start looking at cars that I would want. You're talking $30,000, $35,000 for a car that's just going to get clobbered.
I know the only way, and it's very hard to try to do this, is to say, okay, I can control the inside of my car.
I know.
So if I really take care of the inside of my car, I've got to just let it go that my outside of my car is going to get
kicked around. I let a lot go.
See, I never saw that you as a guy that would bother, even as a newer vehicle.
Because I've never had a new vehicle. So in the past, like when the street sweeper sideswiped my Prius, I had 125,000 miles on the car, whatever. I didn't even go down to get the police report to send it in for whatever. I left it. It was dented. So be it. This car, as much as I like it, it's got 200,000 miles on it. When I bought it at 50, all right, you get some dings. I expect that. A brand new car, though, that's going to cost me $600 a month. I want to have it. I don't know. That bothers me.
You need to buy a car that has been discounted because it's used and it has a big scratch on it.
I would agree with that. You know what I mean? Because it's going to have a big scratch on it within a month anyway.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
I know. I've been trying to... feeling like my car's got 160,000 miles on it.
Does it really?
And I put about the same as you, like 30,000 miles a year. I'm going, okay, I want to go to at least, I think I want to go to 200. I would like to get to 200,000.
Okay, so you got at least another year on it.
I hope so, yeah. So, but then I'm like, okay. It also, my inside of my car is destroyed because of my dog, and there's just hair everywhere that I can't get out. So I go, okay. So I can't, to me, I don't want to get a new used car until I no longer have a dog.
Right. So you're going to be in a bind, because that dog, you would think you got 4 or 5 years left with her.
Yeah, at some point I'm probably going to have to...
get a new car.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's just tough. I don't know. So I'm not sure what to do. Kind of in a pickle here.
Yeah.
And I have to make a decision on repairing it or not, like soon, because now that the weather's getting warm.
Yes.
I have had no trouble with this car all winter. These troubles I had late last summer, and as soon as the weather got cold, car has been running like it's brand new. It just stood this week. It's been in, you know, late high 70s, rather, and even 82 the other day. It's starting to creep back in. And I know I got to get it fixed. But it's like, am I really going to spend $1,500? I don't know what it would be, but it ain't going to be cheap. That's just, ugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, I'm even worried about something like putting new tires on the car, because I'm like, I know I'm going to put new tires on this car, and then like the transmission's going to go on it.
And that would suck.
That would suck.
Yeah, it would suck, because tires, you know, tires would be $1,000.
Yes.
$250 each, probably, if you could. Yeah. I got tires for, so Matthew, I got him as part of college and all that. We got him a new car. Again, new used car. It's like a 2021, low miles, really nice car. And we put... it's the first time driving a car. I don't want to say I noticed a difference. That's probably more in my head than anything. But test driving the car, it ran beautifully. And looking at the tread on these tires was unbelievable. I'm like, why don't I have these tires?
Yeah.
And it just, but the tires were $230 each, I believe. Nice tires, though.
Yeah. Could be good, pricey.
Good tires. The other one we hit you with. Do you have a chip on your keys to where if you lose your keys, you can find them with an app?
No.
So yesterday I went home and I went, got home, ate lunch, went, got my hair cut. I got home at 1:15. I went inside. I put NCIS on Paramount Plus, set my alarm for 2:15 in case I fell asleep, which I didn't. And then I was going to play golf with my younger son. So I had to pick him up at baseball at 3 o'clock, 2:45. So at 2:20, I go upstairs, I get changed. I'm walking out the door at 2:30, can't find my keys. 2:40, can't find my keys. 2:50, can't find my keys. Long story short, I tore the house apart. I retraced my, oh, blah, blah, blah. Do you know the keys were in the garbage pail? Because when I threw something out, the keys must have fallen off my, I usually keep the key ring around a finger. They must have just slid right out. I never even noticed, and I don't have a spare. What do you do? Locksmith?
Yeah, you would have to go to a locksmith.
And they would come right there, and they would make a key. How do they, that's amazing to me.
For like to make a key for your car,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't have a spare key.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
My first thought is, oh my God, I'm going to have to call Alan and pick me up tomorrow. And then what? Like, the car's not moving.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know what they do for a car key.
Yeah. So I was going to, oh, I'll go get a new spare. Yeah, but then I'm going to get rid of the car. I really need a spare key. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. You need, yeah, I would, I do have a spare key. I feel
most
like
people have spare
when you
keys.
Get it, when you get the car, they give you two keys.
They told me when I got the car, it only came with one, that they didn't have, the people lost the spare. So I knew that.
Okay.
5 years ago. I got this car during the pandemic, like when you moved.
Yeah.
I bought this car like the first week of April 2020.
See, I think I bought the one I have in 2021.
Oh, okay.
Once I was going back to work.
Got it. I thought you had the orange car when you came back to work.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I had the orange car prior to that.
Interesting.
And then I got this car because I knew I was going to be driving further from Bradley Beach, and so I wanted the safety features in case I was dozing off.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Good for you.
And now I just eat sunflower seeds like you suggested.
Works awesome.
Car-wise, this is one of the other items I had on my list here, Jerry.
Oh, nice.
Which is related to cars. And I want to say, do you ever notice, and I notice it mainly when the road, like in the driving in the middle of the night when the highways are empty. You ever see sometimes on the highway, and I see this a lot now, these tire tracks that look like the person skidded from the left lane
into
all the
trees
way into the right lane back. Yeah. And I'm like, there's so many strange skid marks on the highway. And I can't, like, are those trucks, you think?
I don't know. I see them on the parkway all over the place.
Yeah, the parkway, the turnpike has them.
I'm sure I'm sure they are truck tire tracks. I'm sure they are car marks. I think the biggest issue, as you know, is dozing off.
Yeah.
And I think in a lot of cases, people doze off like literally for a split second. And sometimes they could be about to hit somebody. They could just get scared.
Sometimes but they're just zoned out, and then the person in front of them jams on the brakes, and they don't catch it right away, and they're steering and jamming on the brakes at the
same
time.
You don't take the parkway in, right? You take the turnpike?
I go parkway to turnpike, right.
So I take the parkway all the way up to 22, and there was probably about a month ago, I think it happened right, because Eddie does the same, but Eddie's like an hour ahead of me. This must have happened after him, before me. Where they closed like the right two, we were in the process of closing the right two lanes down because there was a car in the woods. And that's like, to me, one of those situations where the only way I figure that's happening is A, if someone gets cut off pretty sharply, or B, they fell asleep and just drove off the road or skidded off the road.
Yeah. Or maybe they saw a deer that they didn't want to hit.
That could be, you know, but that's very possible
too. So many times I go by, I'm like, oh man, I would love the story to how these tire tracks got here.
You know, it would be I don't think he could do it because he's an active police officer, but a friend of mine is a cop, and he works a lot of late night, or, you know, the hours rotate. But he always tells me whenever he works that midnight to 8 a.m. shift, he goes, the crap that they, you know, a lot of times they think, all right, it's 5 a.m., we're almost done. And sometimes the calls that come in from horrible accidents and things like that, he would be fascinating to talk to, the stuff he has seen.
Yeah, they must see crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm. I saw a guy today just driving, and he was like, he was in a BMW, and he was just like in the middle of the lane divider, like the lane dividers, those lines, just riding the middle of the thing. Like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah, probably on his phone. That's
texting,
the other thing.
Sleeping.
That's the other.
High
the
phone, on weed.
The phones are
drunk.
Bad. There was a guy this morning when I was coming, right by the gas stations approaching the Holland Tunnel. He had a soccer game on his phone.
Watching soccer.
It was in its holder, so he wasn't holding it, but it was right off his left, like over like the vent. Soccer game. Are you looking at anything? Are you watching a soccer game?
Now he would say, "I'm listening to the soccer game." But when the visual is there, you tell me when
a big moment happens.
Yeah. Or he's cruising along and he doesn't see anyone in front of him. He's like, "I'll glance over at this thing."
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
My final topic of the day, Jerry, I thought of this because, you know, yesterday was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
In down by the beach. And I saw a man and the woman who was with him. She was in a thong bikini. And so she had a bikini top, thong bikini, but she had many tattoos.
Okay. Very common these days.
Yeah. And I just thought, my thought was, if you are covered in tattoos, do you ever feel naked?
That's an interesting question.
Because she didn't seem like she was in a skimpy clothing to me because she had a lot of ink on her.
It's almost like spray painting clothes on you in a weird way. That's interesting.
And is that why a lot of strippers have tattoos? Because they're not really nude because they have tattoos.
Makes them feel almost a little more secure?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a really good question. I never actually thought of that.
I was trying to think, like, if I had a lot of tattoos, would I be more comfortable just even walking around shirtless in the summer?
Well, what it does do is it takes attention off of your physique, I believe, at least briefly. I think usually when you see someone, let's just say a guy, whether he's a little flabby, fit, fat, whatever, and he's got loud tattoo. I don't mean just like, you know, a little high mom tattoo. I mean like a loud tattoo. Yeah. Like a lot of them are. A lot of them are very, very intricate and very artisty.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I think it does draw the attention to the tattoo as opposed to the random guy like myself whose belly's hanging over, you know, it's like, ugh.
Like if you had a big dragon on your belly, that would be cool.
I do think people are looking at the dragon and not so much what you look like.
Hmm.
That's a very interesting observation.
Yeah, thank you.
How about that? You should have gone down and asked them.
I saw them. They walked past me. I should have said, "Hey, I noticed you're wearing a skimpy, well, like a bikini, like a person would on the beach, but these tattoos, it almost looks like you're wearing just regular clothes."
I wonder what the reaction would be to that. If someone would answer you or think you're a creep.
Probably that I was a creep.
And a little too intrusive.
Yeah, probably
but
that.
But it really is a good question. If you know, I'm trying to think if I know anybody that's got a lot of tattoos. But I don't. I know people that have tattoos, but nothing crazy.
Our friend Spike, who now works in Philly, he's got a lot of tattoos.
Yes. You want to ask him when he puts a Speedo on if he feels secure?
No.
Me neither.
I'd rather ask a woman.
Right.
With a lot of tattoos.
I would think so, too.
Someone hit me up on the socials.
I hope so. I'd like to know the answer to that.
If you don't feel as nude with tattoos.
Would you say yesterday was one of the most glorious weather days? I mean, that sky was so blue
yesterday.
Yeah, it was
very glorious.
It was great. Really was. Yesterday was one of those days I was outside with my son on the golf course, and he's just looking around, taking it in. Like, this is...
Yeah,
this don't take it for granted.
Right. This is what we're here for, Jerry.
It's pretty good.
All right, let's do the warm-up show. Tomorrow is Friday.
It is Friday.
Hell yeah. And we'll see you then with the warm-up show at 5 a.m. So,
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.